now it's time for Jazz Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Welcome, listeners. My name is Ken Laster, and it is Friday the 13th, so we will start off with Superstition, this one done by the SF Jazz Collective.
Let's hear it. Miguel Senon. The Ranger of Superstition. Alto saxophone. Mark Turner on the tenor saxophone. Avishai Cohen on the trumpet. Robin Eubanks on the trombone. Edward Simon at the piano. Matt Pinman on bass. Eric Harlan at the drums. And yours truly, Stefan Harris on vibes. It was truly an honor performing for you. Till next time, take care of yourselves with the SF Jazz Collective.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
some Stevie Wonder covers to begin today's show. Yeah, I dig that for sure. Joe Farrell was the last one you heard, but let's start at the top. We began this show with a title chosen for today, Friday the 13th. We heard Stevie Wonder's Superstition as performed by the SF Jazz Collective. And that's from an album entitled Live in New York, Season 8, Music of Stevie Wonder and New Compositions. SF Jazz Collective, they put out an album each year honoring a musician and songwriter. And that year, back in 2011, they featured the great Stevie Wonder. And we heard two tracks from that album, beginning with Superstition, and then on to Creepin', another great Stevie Wonder composition. From the SF Jazz Collective, we heard from Miguel Zanon on alto sax, Mark Turner on tenor sax, Avishai Cohen on trumpet, Robin Eubanks on trombone, Stefan Harris on vibraphone, Edward Simon on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Eric Harland on drums back in 2011. That was followed by the late, great Joe Farrell from his album Penny Arcade, perhaps my favorite jazz cover of a Stevie Wonder tune. I play it quite a lot on this show, but I haven't played it for a while. Name of the track is Too High, a composition by Stevie Wonder. And that's from an album entitled Penny Arcade. That one goes back to 1973, features a great group of Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Herb Buschler on bass, Joe Beck doing that wah-wah guitar. Steve Gadd just keeping a solid rhythm, shows why Steve Gadd is such a great drummer. And then that ensemble is rounded out by Don Elias on percussion. All right, that was a half hour plus set. Time now is 9:36. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster here on WWUH. And we started out that set with a Friday the 13th tune, Superstition. We're going to continue on with another Friday the 13th tune titled Friday the 13th from the album Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was Mags, Joe Magnarelli, from an album entitled 3 on 2. It's a basketball themed album. very interesting album. But that song came up recently on a random shuffle while I was driving in my car, and had me tapping my toes and just grooving to it. Yes, Joe Magnarelli, 3 on 2 is the name of the album. The name of that track is NYC J-Funk. And there's a great ensemble on this, including a couple or three cats that have Hartford connections. That group is Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Professor Steve Davis on trombone, one of the central figures here in the jazz scene in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a professor of the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz here at the University of Hartford, where we broadcast this show. Another U of H alumni, Mike DeRubo on alto sax, and a Hartford area born native, Brian Charette, on organ, along with Rudy Royston on drums, one of my favorite drummers, make up that great ensemble on this album, 3 on 2, by Mags. That's Joe Magnarelli. All right, before that, we heard from McCoy Tyner from the album 13th House. Kind of something that reminded me of Friday the 13th, I suppose. I think 13th House, I don't know, somehow it's tied into some mysticism, a zodiac, an unknown zodiac sign, something like that. That's what the 13th House is. And we heard the title track from that cut. It's a large ensemble with some great players in it. I won't go through the whole list, but you heard some great playing by Ron Carter and Jack DeJeanette. Of course, McCoy Tyner on piano, Hubert Laws on flute, Joe Ford on saxophone, Frank Foster also on saxophone, Ayerto Moriera on percussion, and others as well. Recorded back in 1981, 13th House by McCoy Tyner. And we started out that set with Friday the 13th by Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins. And that also is a fine group. This album entitled Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins, released back in 1954, featuring Thelonious Monk on piano, Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone. On that track, Julius Watkins on French horn, Percy Heath on bass, and Willie Jones on drums. Back in 1954, Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins. And I should mention, Sonny Rollins recently had his birthday. Believe it or not, 89 years old, born September 7th, 1930. Certainly one of the great, great players in the history of jazz music. So, all right, time now is 10:03. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster, WWUH West Hartford. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers, 89.7 FM, and streaming online all around the world at wwuh.org. All right, I want to continue on with a couple tracks of Indian-influenced jazz music. There's a new album out by a group called Dream Shanti, and they put out a new album. I've been playing a lot from this album lately, and I want to continue on. This group, I believe, is organized by Jeff Coffin, a fine tenor sax player and soprano sax player. We're going to hear a track entitled Joy from the album Music in Our Dreams, Dream Shanti. Samir Gupta, a fine drummer with some Indian influence in his playing, both on drums and tablas. We heard a track called Innocence in Harlem. Before that, we heard from Dream Shante from an album Music in Our Dreams, and we heard Joy. All right, time now is 10:17.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.